tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Vladimir Putin is set to rule Russia for at least 6 more years after winning a presidential election widely seen as rigged. How did he do it, and what does his victory mean for Ukraine and the world? That's after a short break.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Vladimir Putin has claimed victory in Russia's presidential election, handing him another 6 years in power. The result allows Vladimir Putin to overtake Joseph Stalin and become Russia's longest-serving leader in more than 200 years.
If you believe the polls, Vladimir Putin is more popular than ever.
Three candidates stood against the long-serving leader. None were considered real challengers.
When he won his first presidential election in 2000, Putin gained 53% of the vote. This time around, Vladimir Putin got nearly 88%.
We have a lot of specific important tasks ahead. The result of the election signifies trust on the part of the country's citizens and their hope that we will do just as we planned.
It's the highest share of the vote in Russia since before the fall of the Soviet Union.
I'd like to thank all of you, all citizens of this country, for their support and for this trust. Thank you very much.
But many in the West say that the election was neither free nor fair. Germany called it a pseudo-election. The other three candidates on the ballot were all officially authorised by the Kremlin, which manages the entire political system. When the BBC's Russia editor caught up with one of them before the vote, he refused to say whether he'd make a better president. None of them received more than 5% of the vote. A fourth challenger, a Moscow councillor who appeared to be gaining momentum as a genuine opponent to Putin, was kept off the ballot.
Boris Nadezhdin, who's the only presidential hopeful to oppose the war in Ukraine, says he's been blocked for running for election.
And then there was this.
Just this morning, Russian state media is reporting Alexei Navalny, the jailed opposition leader and main Vladimir Putin critic, has died.
Alexei Navalny died suddenly in an Arctic prison a month before the election. His widow, Yulia, who believes that her husband was killed by Putin, attended an election day protest with thousands of others in Berlin. Inside Russia, some people poured ink into ballot boxes, lit firebombs, and formed long queues to vote against Putin. The defiance was impressive, but sporadic, and Putin had the vote tied up from the outset. So what does his victory mean for the world? We'll have more after the break.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
We can expect Vladimir Putin to use his re-election to press ahead with his war in Ukraine, where people in occupied territory were forced to vote under pressure from the Russian army. In his victory speech, Vladimir Putin said he was determined to achieve his objectives there.
Whoever might want to intimidate us, whoever might want to suppress us, our will and our conscience, they have never been able to do it and never will.
He'll use the election result to claim he has popular support for the war and for the manner in which he has militarized Russian society in recent years. If anything, it may encourage him to go further. After his victory in 2018, Putin raised the retirement age, a hugely controversial policy. So it may be that the president takes advantage of his new mandate to do something equally unpopular. Given the battle lines in Ukraine have been largely unchanged over the past 18 months, it may be that a second Russian mobilization is in the works. Reaction to Putin's victory has highlighted the increasingly fraught standoff between the world's democratic and more authoritarian countries. Ukraine accused Putin of simulating another election, while the UK's Foreign Secretary David Cameron said that his win underlined the depth of repression in Russia. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that he would firmly join hands with Putin to meet the demands of the times. Iran described his election win as decisive, and China's leader Xi Jinping said that Putin's re-election was, quote, a full demonstration of the support of the Russian people. China is Russia's most important ally, with Xi and Putin set to meet several times this year. The West has some major foreign policy challenges. The war in the Middle East continues to rage. President Xi has designs on Taiwan, and the US election may see the return of Donald Trump, who could take his country out of NATO. Now we can be pretty sure that Vladimir Putin will remain another one of those challenges for a few more years at least. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Xavier Greenwood and mixed by Lewis Vickers.
Tortoise.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.